Hello, and welcome to
Sister Sit Down. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Emily.
We're here today doing our first podcast on Housewives of New Jersey, Bridezilla of Bellini.
Brimini-me. Brimini-me.
Yes.
Brimime.
So, should we begin?
Let's start.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you right now, my first note is sibling workout and Teresa's never been happier. Is that where we, is that how it introed?
No. Actually, I wrote that Jackie wants to get tips on Teresa and I thought that was weird.
Oh.
Like, it feels very forced to me.
Yeah. You know why? Because she's very much the kind of person that, like, needs to have everything figured out, and she doesn't... She's very analytical.
But when do real people ever, like, go to a mutual friend and say, can you give me some tips on how to figure this out with this person?
Maybe she...
Does that happen?
I don't know. I see, I'm not too suspicious of that. I think she just...
It feels a little contrived to me.
Okay. Well, you know, I think she really likes Melissa. She feels bad on some level about what happened, even though she believes that she's right. And I also believe that she's right.
I do, too.
You know, and maybe she wants to go to Dolores because Dolores is a hypocrite. And maybe she wants to pull out some of that hypocrisy out of Dolores. So there's that thought.
Wow. Okay. So we start the morning with Melissa opening the shades, and the Gorgas are working out.
See, that's where I, that's
they're
where
in,
I start.
They're in Bemini.
That's how you say it, Bemini.
I don't know how to say it.
Well, I really want to touch on that because Teresa is, the smile on her face, she hasn't smiled like that all
season.
It was
genuine.
Season.
Genuine.
She True. Is in love with her brother, and
yes,
she got to
she
have
is.
Time with him.
She fully is.
One-on-one time without Melissa.
Yeah.
And that's everything that she's ever wanted.
She savored it.
Yes. Then I my next note here is fake flower wax chest.
So Joe comes and gives Melissa, as she's sunbathing, a fake flower.
Where did he get that fake flower?
And what's particularly odd is you're in the tropics.
There's fresh flowers everywhere.
Bountiful, blooming, beautiful,
you can
fresh
go
flowers.
Outside, you can get one from the hotel lobby.
Something tells me the hotel would provide him with a flower for his wife,
where,
if need be.
Where did you come up with this fake one? And I was there a tag on it?
To me, it's not sweet. It felt like something that you would pull out of a Michael's bin that's obviously fake, long-stemmed, and has a sticker around
like,
the
was
stem.
Like, was it already in the hotel room?
That seems really possible.
Yeah.
Where else would he get it?
And he waxes his chest.
And he put a lot of oil on his body.
A lot of oil.
So they're chatting about
the dinner the night before.
The night before, and then we cut to Marge and Joe.
Well, I want to go back.
Oh,
I want to
yes.
go back.
Sorry
because
about that.
Their conversation is where Joe is right, and I don't agree with Joe a lot of the time because he's a chauvinistic.
I think he's right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About how, like, your wife-to-be doesn't get along with your kids. Like, you don't talk about someone else's kids on TV like that.
Right. Danielle is...
out of her mind.
She is a sociopath.
She's the worst person on all the franchises. She's literally the
yeah,
worst.
She's a nightmare. She's a nightmare.
She's the worst.
And poor Marty. I mean, I don't know what's going on with this guy.
And who is he?
I don't know who he is.
Was he an athlete at some point? I'm thinking that's what he was.
He gives me washed up athlete vibes.
He does.
But I can't say for sure. It's either that or
he
some...
seems too nice.
Yeah.
To be with such a psycho high maintenance.
Well, she doesn't,
she's not
she
even
hasn't
a woman.
Shown him that side.
Her villainous?
I don't know.
I think, well, honestly, the way, I mean, we'll get to it, the way that she spoke to Margaret and her, like, lashing out and then trying to comfort and lashing out and trying to comfort, she's definitely an
abusive.
Abuser.
She's
an
abusive.
Abuser.
Yes, she's abusive,
and she's
for sure.
Definitely, she definitely verbally abuses Marty.
So Marty is in the cycle.
Yeah, the
of
cycle.
Abuse.
A cycle of
yeah,
abuse.
It's true.
And hence why he feels like he can cut his kids out for her.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
He's getting isolated.
He is.
Okay, so then we go through the different, you know, people. Intros. Marge and Joe are chatting before the photo shoot. Marge does not want to do this photo shoot. She's all kinds of upset about it. Her eyelashes in this episode were about to take flight.
Intense. Thick. Very thick. I mean, are those extensions or do you think they're
I think
they're lash extensions.
I think they're extensions. Does she have an additional pair of...
I think she might... Falsies on top. I think she does.
Because Marge is really only the one to do, like, lashes.
Lashes and lips. It's a nude lip.
She's not going to F around with contour.
No.
It's all about the eyelashes.
Yeah, and hers were... They were black. They were black. Full, thick, black line. Yes.
Next, we see Teresa... in her workout gear or like bride squad gear with these like period earrings.
They were red. They were used up tampons.
Were they feathers?
Oh, they were so gross.
They were really off-putting and she had full glam on and then like and workout honestly, shorts.
And it's just, you're in the Bahamas right now or Bellini.
We don't know where they are.
I don't know where you are. You're in the tropics. But you have a full face of foundation on right now.
Yeah, you do.
Like, thick. How is that going to last?
Thick. Layers.
I mean, because you can see it.
Oh, God, it's so horrible.
It's really bad.
Okay,
it's so... Really bad. But I do want to go back to Marge because I totally agree with her. I mean... You don't talk shit about someone's kids on TV. And that's what her and Joe were talking about.
Yeah.
About the dinner the night before.
Yeah.
How awkward for everybody.
I mean, Marty, I just...
I feel for him.
It's hard to watch.
And...
Teresa's delusional. So Teresa's going on to talk about how Jackie... Now we're on the Teresa and Jackie bit. Okay.
And she's talking with Dolores.
She's FaceTiming Dolores. Dolores has got some sort of a mask on. Or I feel like these ladies are forever doing face masks or treatments on camera.
They are.
Like, they're not fully glammed up all the time, like Beverly Hills.
No, or New York. No, New York's not as much. Beverly Hills.
Go out with a bare face.
They do, yeah.
But Sonia New Jersey, does too. I mean, good Lord. You know, they've got their weave... Their tracks are showing. They're doing face masks. That they're not.
Dolores doesn't wear. I mean, she goes natural face. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she is.
It's just not her style.
Yeah, it's not
her style.
It's just go hit the tanning bed and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's the thing. They all hit the tanning bed so much that they have the spots.
The lashes and then maybe some like lip liner that's probably too dark.
Because Teresa's all one color.
Right.
Her hair, her outfits, her skin.
Yes.
She's
her shoes. Everything's all beige.
Her lips.
Yeah. Her nails. Everything.
Everything beige.
Okay, so Teresa is delusional. She's talking about how she wants an apology from Jackie. And I have to tell you, I'm here to tell you that I am so over this whole, like, you don't fuck with the family. It's my family. Don't talk about my family. Jackie was simply pointing out that you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
If you could control your man, would you have guys have gone to jail?
Absolutely
and
not.
You know what? She's making a comparison. She makes a good fucking
point. It's
a point.
It's a good point.
And it's something to really think on. And Teresa has not used to being challenged, and she... just harps on this back, and we're back on freaking repeat.
Yeah. Don't talk about my family.
This is my family. Don't come in between the family. I'm like so over it.
I thought we weren't doing this. And this is the other thing. If you don't want someone talking about your family, then don't talk about your family in a group setting.
And constantly, season after season after season.
And you're attacking Melissa. I know we're going back a couple episodes, but you're attacking Melissa. Obviously, she's extremely frustrated with her brother. She blames Melissa for everything. She wants to be Melissa.
That whole situation is very incestuous to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. And she hates Melissa.
She does.
She hates Melissa to the core of her being.
Because she has Joe. And Joe's love.
Because she has Joe.
And attention and time.
And that's what Teresa has wanted her entire life. And she can't get off Melissa. She's blaming Melissa, and she's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And someone called her out on it and mm-hmm. made a rightful comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you could mm-hmm. control your husband, would you have gone to jail, and would he have gone to jail?
I think her point was not to hurt her. Her point was to say,
you're wrong.
What you're saying doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
And then Dolores, like, you don't get in the business. Don't talk about someone's family. But she's doing just what she's saying. Like, I
can't.
I can't
that
with
scene,
you.
Yeah, can't. That whole scene, I'm so over it.
I can't.
Okay.
We gotta go. All right. We gotta
moving
go
on. Moving on.
Then okay. We got the bride squad.
We're doing photo shoot time.
Everybody's in their bathing suits.
We've got hats. We've got sarongs. Danielle is a sociopath. She's in white.
She's every little comment she can make about people not being at her beck and call.
This is about me. This is about me.
She's awful.
Marge goes on and on about how she doesn't want to be doing this photo shoot. And frankly, I can't blame her.
I wouldn't want to either.
These broads are grown. They're grown women.
And I'm sorry, but
what is Marge in her 50s?
Marge is in her, I think she's in her 60s.
Okay, well, she doesn't want to get half naked and
jump
around on the beach.
She doesn't want to be half naked and have her photo taken.
And not only that, but Danielle, what is going on with you? Why are you so stunted in your, like, maturity that this is what you want to do?
And, yes, and also, you're forcing your daughters, who are basically models,
mm-hmm.
and you're forcing your 60-year-old friend to stand next to that, like, next to her in a bikini.
She's uncomfortable.
I'm telling you, I'm not taking a picture in my bikini for nobody.
And you know Danielle's going to put that on social media.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, Marge had every right to say no.
And then Teresa says that Marge needs to get over it and take one for the team is what she says. And I'm like,
it's her prerogative.
It's her prerogative. Teresa, you don't eat food, so you look like that.
Right.
Like, you have something that is not obtainable and it's not sustainable.
March. Okay. There you have it. So it's a gorgeous beach.
I said
they're screaming under
taker
pants,
which is short for "fuck you, Teresa."
Yeah,
it's weird. It's awkward. They're trying to do poses. They're trying to be sexy.
I wrote in my notes when they were doing that Baywatch like slow walk, and then they cut to the picture, and it literally looked like a scene out of The Walking Dead. Or there's just a tribe of zombies, like, slow walking towards you. Everyone has this kind of dead look in their eyes.
But they're
because
like,
they're trying to
be sexy. And, like, sucking their cheekbones, but it's just really
and they're
bad.
They're moving really slow. Like zombies.
Yeah, they're moving
really
slow.
They were beach zombies, and it was scary. And the whole thing to me was really sad. It was just lame.
It was weird.
It was just,
I really
it's
feel
just
bad
contrived.
For
this whole thing with Danielle, it's just so fake and so contrived that it doesn't feel celebratory. Like, I know, you know, I'm all for women getting together and, like, taking pictures. You know, I do that with
yes,
my girlfriends.
Absolutely.
But when it's, and then when it's real and it's a connection, you guys are all having fun.
You're
no
vibing
one's being
together.
Forced.
That's the thing.
It felt like it was more about, let me get these pictures taken. Look at all my ladies who support me. It's all about me. This is my tribe.
That's what it was
for
about.
For Danielle to have, instead of, like, I really love you and care. Let's document this moment.
Absolutely.
In our friendship and in my life.
She's so self-centered.
Yeah.
It's not about, like, people who are my wedding, three, my sisters and my best friend.
Right.
But it's, those are people who I love so much that I want to stand by me. She's just picking people to stand there to do whatever she wants them to do. But it's not that, like you said, that, like, honest, true.
It's not real.
Like, share this moment with me.
And then there's four bridesmaids who don't even show up to the situation.
What was that?
Who were those broads?
I don't know. They didn't want to be a part of it.
No.
They didn't. And why is Marge getting the shit for everything?
Marge is getting shit on.
She's getting shit on.
By Danielle. This whole episode.
And then at the very end, Danielle starts shouting for things. Do you hear her?
She was screaming about alcohol.
I need thirsty. I want a fucking cocktail.
Speaks like this.
In front of your daughters?
Oh, my God.
Who are beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, they're stunning. They're stunning.
They seem very sweet, so I don't know.
They deserve better.
Well, their mom was abusive.
Yeah.
You can see that that's just how she is. She's lashes out, and then she shows love, and then she lashes out, and then she shows love. It's
She's
so
broken. Okay, so now we are moving on to the boys', like, lunch. I don't know if this was a bachelor party.
The Joes and the cocktails.
The Joes and the Marty. So Joe brings in a giant bucket of booze, gin, vodka, I don't know what else.
He traipsed that thing to multiple locations.
He carried it with two hands into, like, the hotel lobby, and it was just a giant bucket of liquor.
Yeah.
And was there mixers? Was there ice?
I don't know. But then they head to the cock shop.
they go to the cock bar.
Cock bar. Ugh.
So Joe and Joe are worried about Marty. They're talking to Marty. They're literally saying to him the day before he gets married.
Oh my God. That Danielle's crazy. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Cancel it while you can.
And this is the day before. They're taking weird selfies. Like, again, this is all very, like, do you guys even know each other?
Had they met Marty? I don't know. I think they saw him at Melissa's birthday party. But, I mean, it's just really... Joe says to him to man up.
Yeah. And they tell him about how Danielle spent $45,000 on a dress without telling Marty.
That's insane.
That's abusive.
That is abusive. How can you start a relationship if you can't share those kinds of things? I cannot imagine.
You're taking advantage.
And
why are you spending $45,000 on a dress?
She's insane.
So,
and honestly, the dress
It wasn't worth $45,000.
It wasn't worth $45,000. I've seen that shit at David's,
right,
honestly.
Right.
With, like, the tan mesh underneath.
We'll get there. We'll get to the dress.
Oh, God.
But the point is, like, you have these two grown men who barely know you, who are out there advising you, getting you drunk and advising you.
I know.
It was ill-timed, yes.
I have mixed feelings about it.
Yeah.
Because it's true. Everything they're saying is true, because Danielle is horrible. But
it's not like he's going to call off his wedding.
It's the day before his wedding.
Yeah.
You, like, come on.
So he puts up with it for a lot longer than I thought he would. And then he finally comes back and says, like, hey, fuck off. Mm-hmm. Or whatever it is he says.
When they eat, oh my God, when they put that conch we both had a look away.
I cringed. I couldn't look.
It was disgusting. And then, you know what was it so...
I put snail cock vomit. Those were my notes.
I put cock watch. Oh, and then he was making eye contact with the Joes when he was eating it.
Oh my God.
It was foul.
Inappropriate, Marty. Sickening.
And then the boys say that we were just testing you. And then they cut to Joe and his confessional. We were not testing you.
No. Like, way to play it off, but no. But Marty does come through and say, I love her, you know, listen, we're getting married.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, yes, it's true. They said all the things that are true, but he shouldn't have to stick up for why he's getting married the day before.
True.
It's really bad timing.
It's really bad
timing. But boys are different. Eventually, Marty, like, shoved a drink on Joe.
I kind of missed it. Joe, Marge's Joe.
Yes.
Because I don't think he'd do it to Big Joe.
I think
and
if
he's
he
not
did
big,
it to...
He's old, I only call him Big Joe because he's, like, his muscles are,
he's
like...
He's wide.
He's wide.
He's a triangle, Joe, is what he
is. He's a triangle. Oh, my God.
Okay, so next we're back in New Jersey.
And this is just irrelevant.
It really is. I could have done a whole episode of Bimini.
Yes.
I don't need to
and
know.
And you know more shit went down. We'll get to the one scene. The best scene.
The best scene of the
but
episode.
But they were drinking all day, so you know more footage.
There was more footage to be had. So we're back in New Jersey. Dolores and Jackie are sitting down at this unnatural meeting to talk about Teresa.
There's a necklace on Dolores in one scene. The next scene, there's no necklace.
Really confusing. And it makes you wonder what the actual, like...
conversation was.
Because
it's chopped up so much.
Yes.
It's cut to fit, like... I don't know. And Dolores is wrong. Like, what are you... She's like, don't get into family business when that's exactly what Dolores has done in every scene with Teresa.
Right. The entire time. So, I think Dolores gives herself an exemption because she's known the family for so long.
But you're not family.
Don't talk about their family. So don't get involved.
Don't get involved.
Yeah.
Straight up. And then Jackie, you know, says that her father went to prison for fraud.
Tax evasion and fraud.
Pretty much the same mm-hmm. thing. And her mom was on house arrest. So she, guess what? She can relate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She can relate. And Dolores is like, she can't relate because...
Here's my question.
So on and so forth.
Here's my question. Jackie appears to be a really educated woman, a really, like, emotionally stable woman. You know, somebody that mm-hmm. can have a conversation and a true friendship with. She's not insane. Okay, she's not one of the insane ones.
No.
So far. That's what I, right. that's my impression right. of her. Why is she going to have a conversation with Dolores about Teresa when she could simply go to Teresa and say, hey, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I've been in the same situation. Here's where I'm coming from.
Right.
Why are you going through Dolores?
Because Teresa's not going to sit down and talk to her. Okay. I mean, Teresa, well. You know. Oh, my God. Can we, like, time out and, like, talk about when... did you see the Watch What Happens Live with, it was like Nene,
Oh, congrats to Andy.
I know.
Congrats to Andy.
Did you see the clip where Andy announces it and it goes to all five of the housewives there mm-hmm. and every one of them is like cheering and Teresa didn't even blink?
Well, Teresa is... She's semi-robotic?
Kind of, she's kind of dead inside.
She is dead inside. Yeah, she is.
She's, and I mean, God bless her. She's going through a lot.
She's been through a lot. She's been through a lot, but she's also an odd bird.
She is. I don't know. I don't know how to place her. She's not evil, but she's not good.
She's a little bit stupid, maybe.
Well,
it's hard for me to say that about another person, but I think she's a little dim.
You were signing papers that you didn't even know what they said, and that's why you went to jail.
She's not a bright star.
No.
Okay.
So, honestly, I think we can get off of the Dolores and Jackie.
Yeah, I'm kind of over it. Oh, the wind is happening. Their hair is flying everywhere. The necklace confusion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you cut to...
Oh, my God.
You cut to...
The best scene of the episode.
The best season with Joe flying through a window sideways.
We're back from commercial break, and all of a sudden we see...
No, sister, there was never a commercial break. They literally went from... that lunch scene in Jersey to a in-between shot of strangers walking on a beach to Joe flying through a window. Oh,
that's why I thought it was a commercial. Yeah, so we get Joe literally mid-air.
Mid-air.
No context.
He's flying through the sliding
flying sideways and falls onto the ground on his cocktail.
Flies.
Bravo.
Does he...
Slide? Give me a stumble. Give me some context.
Did he stumble to the hotel? How did he? Did he go into the wrong hotel room initially? How did he find his way?
He flew in that sliding glass
door.
And
there was a curtain that he had to fly through.
It was amazing.
And, I mean, if memory serves me correctly, I'm pretty sure that he slid on his cocktail. Like, he slid. Yes. He flew and slid.
Yes, he did.
Flew and slid.
Oh, Joe. And then he collects himself, and the girls come in, and they say, Melissa says, why are you wet? And he goes, I don't know. Where were you guys? Just bloated, yeah. Eating leftovers.
Eating chicken wings and bacon. Like, how long has that been sitting out?
It's in the danger zone, for sure.
It's in the danger zone. Because you're fucked up right now, and you left that out.
Oh, Joe drunk was a treat. And also, Joe in so many confessionals this episode was a treat.
Yeah.
I think he's funny.
But I will say this. I didn't like when he said, quote, don't let the pussy whip you. You whip the pussy.
Oh,
he's just, he is such a chauvinist that
He's a Jersey boy through and through. And at times it's comical and at times it's cringeworthy.
Cringe. I cringed.
I think that the visual involved in whipping... Let's move on.
It's graphic.
Let's move on.
Graphic.
Okay, so Joe then tells the girls, and, you know, and then Marge is telling, getting this information also. We're kind of cutting back and forth of these guys, the Joes, telling the ladies... this is the conversation that we had.
We warned
Marty that Danielle's insane. And Marge is very concerned this is going to come back and become drama. Which it does. Of course it does.
She also speaks about herself in third person.
She does.
And she calls herself the Marge. Am I wrong when I say that? She calls herself the Marge?
The Marge,
yeah. The Marge.
Yeah, because then there's Marge Senior.
But she's the Marge.
Yes.
The Marge.
Did you just burp on,
excuse on our podcast? Excuse me. I'm in my house. I don't know.
Okay.
Joe says he had to let Marty know what the deal was with Danielle.
It's such a train wreck. It's so terrible.
And they're, and am I correct to say that they're divorced?
Yes. Or in the process of divorce. I think they lasted 3 months and then he filed.
But oh, she filed.
She refused to get out of his house for a long time.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. She's psycho.
No, it doesn't surprise me. All right, now we are back in New Jersey with a useless scene.
Oh my God.
Of what Jennifer. Is
this? I couldn't even remember her name.
Rachel could not remember Jennifer's name. And to be honest, it took me a minute. I wrote the J and I was like, is it JP Patches? Like, who is this broad?
JP Patches.
Okay, it's Jennifer. She goes to the jewelry store. I think it's her brother's jewelry store. And is explaining how. You don't get an engagement ring in her culture.
You get a cross. And then they bust out this big cross with all these diamonds, and she says, it's just a simple cross. she used the word simple.
It was...
all diamonds.
Diamonds. Large, nice, fancy large diamonds.
So basically, Jennifer gets less than 1 minute of airtime.
Right.
That's all.
I don't feel like... she is blended into this cast the way she should have been by now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even understand why she's in this cast.
You know, I think...
don't you kind of have to know somebody? Was she friends with somebody?
She was. Who was she friends with? I want to say Melissa.
Hmm.
Because also
Melissa.
Dolores doesn't fit to me either.
Yeah. They need to do more... group things at the beginning, I think, to establish those relationships, because otherwise it feels really choppy.
It's
like all the true the true cast is in the Bahamas right now.
Yeah, except for Danielle's not a cast member.
But she feels more of a cast member than Jennifer.
She does. I don't know how she got her way into this one, but
she's just decades of insanity.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Okay, we're back in Bemini.
My next statement is Teresa is this, everything about her is the same shade.
Well,
because they're coming out to go to rehearsal dinner.
They're gussied up. They're going to the rehearsal dinner. I wrote Danielle looks slightly classy. She had that white dress on.
I wrote spray tan, white, X's for eyes, and a squiggle face.
How does that work?
She has so much spray tan on.
Well, maybe it's real tan. I feel like those girls still go in the real tanning bed.
I don't know.
Maybe it's a combination of both. It's windy. It's raining. Marge is making comments about the rain.
She's nervous.
Yeah.
She's nervous about the weather the next day.
There's a wedding tomorrow.
She's looking at the forecast. It's saying rain. Maybe she shouldn't be saying it out loud, but she's saying it out loud. Danielle, quote-unquote, says...
oh, heavens.
She wants to curse my wedding.
Oh, my God.
This woman is so vile.
She is a nightmare.
She said...
this woman wants to curse my wedding?
Curse my wedding. I don't know...
you're beyond insanity.
...where she gets off. And we can dive more into this when we get to the blowout.
I like how this is just, like, her offhand comment is, curse.
Curse.
My wedding.
And then she makes the comment and says she's going to kill a bridesmaid. Referring to the Marge.
Oh, my God. The Marge.
The Marge. And the Marge is just so sweet, and she's trying to keep it together.
She is trying to support her friend, even though at this point she is broken down.
She's being abused.
Yes.
I mean, it's just like...
she's going to break. And she does break.
Yeah. I wrote something here. Do you have anything more to say about the tram ride to the restaurant? Because the next scene we see is Marge Senior falling. So we have Joe falling, then we have Marge Senior falling.
No.
She doesn't seem to have hurt herself, which is good. She did just have that facelift. She
Marge
looks
Senior
great.
Down. Yeah, Marge Senior
she
down.
She went down. She popped back up, though.
She skipped a step.
Yeah, she skipped a step.
She had to pop back up.
She popped back
up. I think it was fine.
It was fine.
Everyone's drunk down there and falling down.
And it looks cold.
I wrote in here, Melissa looks freezing.
Everybody looks like they're freezing their asses off, but they, like, you know, they're all about the look, and they don't, they're not going to put a coat over the look.
No, they're not putting a shawl on. No. They're sticking to the handkerchief that they
put on. I mean, they need, like, a pashmina.
A pashmina,
yes. You can buy those in the airport on the way down, any color you want. They're soft.
They're in the guest, the hotel lobby. Gift shop.
Yes. I'm sure they would offer one.
Brand that hotel. Get your shit paid for.
Absolutely. I'm sure they did.
Put on a pashmina.
Put on a flipping pashmina. They're all so cold.
Danielle's trying to get to the bottom of the conversation that she heard. I'm just trying to get to the source. Like, what is...
I'm surprised you didn't make a comment about her contour.
Well, there's something... Okay, so the thing with Danielle is when you look at her straight on, mm-hmm. things appear to be working out. When you look at her from the side, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. it's like she's had so much filler in her cheekbones mm-hmm. that the planes of her face, you can tell that something's not right. And mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just age or fillers or a combination, plus the contour.
The contour shade.
The contour shade and application.
Was a little bit like someone swirled a bruise on there.
Oh my God.
And she's beautiful.
She is. She is.
It's her inner self that makes her so ugly.
Right. If she was a wonderful person,
she'd be stunning.
Yeah.
But it's her inside that makes her just look to nasty. Me like a nasty like witch.
Yes.
Like a Disney, not even Disney villain, but like she could have been the evil that was in the Bird Box.
Ooh. 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 Oh, my.
That just got kind of dark.
Don't look at Danielle, guys.
No.
You might kill yourself. Oh, my God. Rachel.
Sorry.
Okay. So, we're in an accusation circle.
And Joe is... I put... He's a little bitch.
Which Joe?
Melissa's Joe.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he stutters. He's... Like, you told Marty...
Is he still drunk? Is this the same day?
I'm sure he's been plastered the entire time, okay? But he, like, literally maybe 6 hours ago told Marty to man up.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
In face-to-face with Danielle, he starts mm-hmm. stuttering, and he can't confess the words that he said.
Right.
So don't tell other men to man up when you don't even know what that means.
And Melissa's just doing that thing where she stands next to him and just kind of looks at people kind of meekly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just cold and I don't know. I can't believe this is happening. Yeah. I don't want to get involved.
She doesn't want to get involved. But you know what? You're involved.
You're involved.
But nobody wants the wrath of Danielle. We've seen it.
It's terrifying.
And I think Teresa and Melissa like that Marge is getting the backlash because it takes it off of them.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Teresa's got a weird thing with Danielle. Like,
Since when are you defending her so much? The sunset right now is stunning.
It's really spectacular.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah.
Last sunset of the year.
Oh, and it's a beautiful one.
Okay, so now Joe B is in the hot seat, and he's denying it. Oh, I don't think he's marrying you. She's marrying for money.
Can you decipher what this says on my notes?
What does B...
D.
What does D have with Marty?
Marge. Okay. Marty or Marge?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Danielle accuses Marge of putting these thoughts in Joe's mind.
Right.
Like...
That's what my note was referring to.
Yeah, thank I take sister. Better notes. Yeah, I take better do. Notes. It's fine.
Like, she's really so out for
So here we
Marge.
Are with another accusation against Marge.
Out of nowhere.
Marge is like, in Danielle's mind, she's trying to sabotage her.
She's sabotaging me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's...
Inceptioning her man.
Yeah.
To inception mine.
Right.
Oh, God, Danielle, come off of it. So Marge is trying to cool it down. She's trying to, like, cool things out. And Marge literally says, in quotes, this is no way to live.
Yeah.
Talking about her friendship with Danielle.
Yeah.
That is a powerful statement.
You can't, I cannot imagine having someone so toxic in my life like that.
I've had a friendship that's really toxic, and I remember saying stuff like this. I can't live like this.
No. Insult after insult.
It's so taxing. It's so...
it's not a true painful. Friendship.
Yeah, it's painful. Poor Marge.
Honestly, I'm trying to figure out how they even became friends. Because honestly, Marge, was it her first season? Last season? No, it was her third. I
think this is her third.
She's on her third. Okay, but even so, they've been friends for maybe like, what, a year and a half?
Yeah.
And it's because of the show. They didn't have any, like, why is their friendship, why is, Marge is a strong woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why is she holding on to this? I think the only reason she's holding on is because there's a wedding, and like a good person, she's not gonna bail.
And she's not gonna bail.
And I think she feels bad for Danielle.
I don't understand why. It's like Danielle demands total, she's like a monarch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just total obey me.
And she's not this way with anybody else on the show.
Well, you know, my friend that I had that was nasty to me
mm-hmm.
wasn't necessarily like that towards you.
That's true. She was lovely
Dynamics
to me.
Dynamics are different.
That's true.
Dynamics are different between different women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next day. Joe's hungover. It's wedding day. They're getting ready. Danielle's getting ready.
Oh my god.
She doesn't look particularly happy. She
looks...
Even the first scene, she looks...
Pissed.
Just, yeah.
Scowling. She's scowling.
And angry.
Her eye makeup looked gorgeous.
It did.
She's pissed.
She's angry. It's your wedding day.
It's your wedding day.
What's happening?
Why are you getting married?
You're not happy.
You're not happy.
Not to mention that, but the fact that they're not having sex comes up several times.
Several times before your wedding.
And you're in the Bahamas.
Like, why are you not...
With your friends and family.
Getting it on with your man.
Why are you not on the beach getting it on? And you're freaking, like, I'm sure she has the honeymoon suite or something
Yeah,
else.
It's very strange.
I mean, she's not in a good place.
She doesn't want to be married. She wants a wedding.
Right.
She just wants all the attention on her.
Yes. 100.
And 100%. She doesn't care who it is.
No.
She's glad that she's with someone who has enough money to give her the wedding. But this isn't even like, I don't know.
Yeah. The $45,000 dress.
It's just weird.
It's just a throwaway. And yeah. It was worth maybe...
Maybe a couple
five,
grand.
I was going to say five tops.
Yeah.
So that's 40 grand you wasted.
Yeah.
40. You can't resell that shit.
No.
It's been sand clogged.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, so then Melissa walks in with soaking wet
hair. With wet hair. Which is what she was apparently instructed
to do. Apparently there was an email that came through.
You know what? This is the time to pull up an email.
Yes, show the facts. Get the receipts out.
Because it wasn't just Melissa. It was
Teresa and Marge comes in. And as soon as Melissa walks in, Danielle attacks her. She's saying, I have glam hair. We don't have time to do blowout, full blowout. What are you doing? Like, I have glam hair.
She's screaming, it's about me.
It's about me. I have the glam for my daughters. And then the glam gal, and I'm glad she did this. She said, do not attack the glam.
She said the glam is doing the best they can.
They're doing with what they've got.
Oh, I said, yeah, glam claps back.
And good for them.
Yeah, they're making it happen.
Don't talk to me like that.
Yeah, no, no.
Don't talk to me like that.
No, no thank you. Teresa's trying to lighten the mood.
Why is Teresa so...
I don't know.
Okay with Danielle's behavior.
I know.
I don't know. I feel like I'm harping on Danielle so much.
Well, this episode was about Danielle.
Because it's just insanity to me. I cannot imagine any of my friends, or actually anybody, speaking to me like this.
No, no.
And if I was in a room and someone was speaking to you like this, and I don't give a fuck if it's your wedding.
Absolutely not.
You ain't talking to my sister like that.
And like, who are you that you're even behaving this way?
Who do you think you are?
Yeah, she needs to get shut down. I know, we are harping on Danielle, but she's a nightmare. And she's a sociopath.
She is.
So, Teresa's doing that thing where it's like, it's your wedding day.
Yeah.
Teresa, you're insane. You got a screw loose.
Yeah.
Marge is blow-drying her own hair.
She is. She's trying to take one for the team. She comes in and gets immediately attacked. I put T is okay with Danielle's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Danielle says to Marge, well, you're almost forgiven.
You're almost forgiven. for blow drying her own hair.
Bitch.
Like, what?
Bitch.
She thinks that Marge set her up somehow with the conversation that Marty and the Joes had.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Wow, your notes are so neat.
Yeah. Do we think that Danielle is on drugs? Or is she just a pure sociopath?
I think she's just a sociopath.
She's just not in her right mind.
Because I think if she was on Xanax, she wouldn't be so cray-cray.
Yeah.
Like, she'd be a little bit more calm.
Yeah.
And remember in the last season how she was all, like, love and light? Like, was that her?
I think that was her.
You know, like...
Yeah.
She does yoga, like...
Yeah, no bad vibes. No bad vibes.
All this inner peace. Right. And this is supposed to be such a wonderful, happy, joyous, loving occasion.
She's angry.
And she's so angry.
Well, it's indicative of what's to come in the marriage.
I mean, we all see it coming.
We see it on social media.
So then she says, Marge is like, okay, like, we talked about this last night. What do you mean? And then Danielle says, you hurt me the most. And what she's referring to, because, I mean, Bravo is flashing back to the scene where Marge is like, you know, I'm trying to get to know Dolores a little bit better. Like, obviously, her and Dolores didn't get along because of Ziggy.
Right.
You know, and so she's trying to...
about the Frank scene, too, I think was mixed in there.
Yeah. Like, they're trying to, you know, they're not trying to be best friends, but they're trying to mend a relationship.
Well, they're on a TV show together. They have to have some kind of interaction.
And Danielle flipped her shit about that. Remember when they were in the kitchen and she yelled at Marge about that? She got so angry.
This is what I'm talking about. She demands, like, pure loyalty and no questions.
Yeah. And then cut to Teresa and she's like, well, Danielle's really hurt.
God,
Teresa,
this is like you're insane.
You are insane.
This is not normal.
No.
No.
No, no, no.
Oh,
no,
I feel like we got to move on because we could stay on this topic
I know.
Forever.
And then, you know, good for Marge. She's like, I'm out.
Yeah. Yes.
Fuck you. Fuck this.
Like, I'm getting on a plane. I'm done.
Leaving. I'm if done. You're going to be like this, I'm out because.
And good for her. And
I
good
know.
For her. So then Danielle switches. Oh, let me talk to you. Let me talk to you in the hallway. And Marge speaks her truth, which is like, I can't be spoken to like this.
Which she has already said to Danielle.
Yeah. I truly believe that Marge is done right here in this moment, but she's just...
A good person.
Gonna
she's
get
gonna
through
see,
the wedding.
She's going to see it through.
She's going to get through the trip, and then she's going to
She's
be
out.
Done.
She's out.
She's done.
I put Danielle's... This is when it was clear as day that Danielle is abusive.
Okay. Because
she goes out there mm-hmm. and she's like, don't leave me.
Right.
Don't fucking leave me.
Right.
I'm going to abuse, talk to you like this, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to beg for forgiveness.
And if you leave me, then you're the bad guy.
And then I'm going to repeat the same behavior over and over mm-hmm. in this relationship.
And guaranteed, you pointed this out when we were watching it, even though we weren't supposed to be exchanging notes. Danielle's going to hang on to that moment when Marge walked out.
On her wedding.
Forever.
Forever. And they'll never... Well, they don't have a true friendship right now.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we get to a glam montage. People are putting on dresses. Those freaking goddamn bridesmaid dresses.
Okay.
Did you make note of those?
I did. They're...
Okay.
They remind me...
They're the bridesmaid dress. They remind you of our sister's wedding.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the fact... And it's the right vibe, but they're like, everybody gets to twist it in a different way.
I have a personal hatred towards those dresses. Because they're in every single wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the way they cradle boobs. I feel like mm-hmm. undergarments don't work underneath that fabric.
But you're on the... No, they don't.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When... Who was the first one down? Was it Marge?
No, it was Melissa.
Melissa. Melissa's boobs are shaking. I mean, obviously she's...
She's perfect.
She's a goddess.
Yeah.
But like, you're not doing your bridesmaid... You're not giving her nothing.
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 You are setting yourself up for success, and that's it. I just think the whole thing is low down.
Yes.
That whole twisty bridesmaid shit. I have a personal vendetta.
I also had a flashback to our sister's wedding with you and I walking down.
Yes, we walked down a beach aisle.
We walked together.
Yes, we did. We did.
Crying.
Sobbing.
Lots of
sobbing
wind.
Even.
Lots of hair in the face. I had the weird burn.
You had a strange burn.
Yes.
It was oddly shaped.
They were very soft dresses. They were a beautiful color.
Mm-hmm. They didn't do anything for me.
They didn't...
You know, in terms of highlighting the figure.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I do think the girls looked beautiful and the Marge looked beautiful. They looked beautiful in them.
I thought all of them looked beautiful. Stunning coming down.
It's just me.
Yeah.
I've got a thing with those twisty pride dresses.
I know. I
have a problem with them. Oh, you can twist in all kinds of ways. And it's just gimmicky. That's really not relevant to this conversation.
Do you remember going back, and I'm saying this because it's a beach wedding, when our sister's wedding was on the beach, beautiful, so beautiful, Mom said we could go, Mom had like this gift certificate or something for us to get our hair and makeup. Mm. One of us could get our hair and one of us could get our makeup.
I got my hair done and I had to decrunch the whole thing.
I had blue eyeshadow.
Yes, you did.
She put blue eyeshadow on my eyelids.
It was horrifying.
It was heavy. It was severe. Mm-hmm. Mind you, the dress is coral.
Oh, goodness.
So that, I think, did she crimp your hair?
I don't think we should go down that memory lane because I feel like that's a rabbit hole.
Okay.
And we need to finish this episode out.
Okay.
But we can discuss it. I do believe she crimped my hair. I do, for volume. And it was really difficult to brush out.
Yes. With the humidity.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
The girls look lovely. Point being, the girls look lovely.
Her daughters.
Her daughters walk her down the aisle. They're so beautiful. Beautiful.
So
they're
stunning. Sweet.
They look like gazelles. They just look like little wisps of beauty.
As soon as it checks to Danielle... Mm-hmm. And she looked lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Then you hear this somebody saying, stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up, mm-hmm. stand up. Mm-hmm. Now, we had to rewind it because it sounded almost like it was Danielle, which would make sense for Danielle to bark orders.
I would not be surprised if she was standing at the end of her aisle and saying, stand up.
Everybody stand up. But I think it was Marge.
Probably because she's in a panic mode. Like, you didn't even get my people to stand up for me.
Because that was exactly what Danielle would say.
She's scared of the aftermath.
Yeah, and so it just goes to show Marge is still pulling through, even though she's done with this
relationship. Marge is really pulling through. Yeah. I wrote a note because, you know, earlier when they were glamming, they have Danielle putting on these white, pump heels, like, you know, stilettos. So my note was, I hope she's barefoot, Jesus.
She didn't.
She couldn't have worn those down the aisle, right? She's barefoot, right?
I think they all were barefoot.
Okay, I hope so.
Yeah.
Melissa looks bored up there. Melissa is fidgeting, looking around. Did you notice that?
No.
Yeah, she didn't look happy. They go to their vows. Marty makes vows about safety.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was really sweet and endearing.
And all she can muster out is...
I'll love you forever.
I'll love you forever.
And fake cries.
Has a fake cry.
Mm-hmm. Then we get one of the best scenes. Right as the vows are happening. It might have been even in between
vows. I think it was in between. They cut to Marge's confessional.
Marge is sitting there saying, I don't think this marriage is going to last. Straight up.
Straight up she says that. And then she says, he's going to see, it might be a couple months, but he's going to see the true Danielle. Mm-hmm. I should have listened to Dolores. Mm-hmm.
He's going
to
find out who she really is.
Who she really is.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
So.
Lots. There's so much there.
I mean, are we going to pick back up in the next episode of them still being in Bellini? Bermini?
I hope so. I kind of hope that there's... Because
we gotta see at the reception.
We need a reception. We need a drunken reception. We need Joe to get drunk and fall down.
Mm-hmm.
And we need more Marge and Danielle screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would hope so. I would really hope so.
I think Marge is the saint in this episode for putting up with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, overall, honestly, I could have done without the New Jersey. I would have liked a whole...
It should have just all been there. They
didn't need
to...
There was much more they could have shown.
I mean, we wouldn't have missed Jennifer or... What's the other one's name? The blonde one?
Jackie.
I mean, we... Honest, and I don't really care for Dolores, honestly.
I mean, she's just kind of a non-starter.
She's a non-starter. She's got no... She doesn't have her own story. She only has...
Right.
Teresa.
This
and she only had Ziggy before. Like, she doesn't have...
She's got Frank, but is that anything? I don't think so.
All she talks about is how she has two men in her life, and but she doesn't have them because they're never there. Oh, Dolores. She's beautiful and lovely, but oh, Dolores, no,
she's got to go.
No.
Okay, so that's where we'll wrap it up. Marty and Danielle walk down the aisle into happily ever after.
You know, I've got to do some research on when that marriage ended.
It was 3 months is what I read.
3 months.
So we'll have to look into
that. Was there a prenup, you think?
Oh, God, I hope so, for his sake.
For his sake. And his children's sake.
Yeah.
But honestly, right. I don't think you get all that much if you're only married for 3 months.
Well, let's hope not.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it for us today. Thank you so much for joining us.
For Sister Sit Down. Sister Sit Down. With Sis and Sis A.
Yeah, Rachel
AKA.
And Emily. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.